The National Renewable Energy Lab's Cold Climate Housing Research Center in Fairbanks is working with the native village of Unalakleet to build the prototype kitchen bathroom module inside an 8x20-foot steel shipping container.
Basically looking at how a container could be used to make a semi-modular home in rural Alaska.
Center architect and project manager Aaron Cook says the idea is to prefabricate the two parts of a house that require the most specialized materials and expertise.
And then just ship it whole out to the site. Then the container holding the bathroom and the kitchen will just be plugged into the house like a cassette. And then the rest of the house will be built around it and roofed.
Cook says that's important to preserve local construction jobs. Native Village of Unalakleet housing director Carrie Dwayne says having the kitchen and bathroom components completed off-site gets around the need to bring in skilled tradespeople.
And then once you do get somebody out here, you're paying so much for the cost of their flights and all their equipment and their tools and their housing, and the cost is just astronomical.
Dwayne says avoiding these costs will make federal Indian Housing Block Grant dollars go further in the community.
This is an attempt to address multiple issues that are really common in housing in the villages.
Overcrowded housing is just so common, and it's so expensive for people to get out of their parents' or their grandparents' house and get their own.
Thomas Simonson is a community development coordinator with the Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation and part of a regional group formed to help find solutions to the housing shortage. Simonson sees the shipping container small house project as a model that could help more people get their own place.
I know how important it could be to just have your own little space, but also have it efficient and make it work, not just four walls and your roof, but you know, actually have it be meaningful and functional.
The shipping container kitchen bathroom unit is currently being outfitted at the Cold Climate Housing Research Center facility in Fairbanks and will be barged to Unalakleet in the spring, then plugged into the rest of the home built on site there this summer. The native village of Unalakleet will conduct an application process to select a recipient for the new home based on income and other qualifications. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.